Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lately, I have heard a number of Humboldt County residents express their worries about raising kids here. One friend looked back after having raised two children and wondered if he would do it again. Increasingly, those with kids in elementary or high schools are expressing their concern about the drug culture. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the number of persons growing pot in our county has increased greatly. I've heard some in law enforcement estimate a tenfold increase in the number of drug grows in and around Humboldt County. I don't think I'm alone in concluding that the proliferation of drug grows and growers has degraded our environment, depleted local government resources and revenues, increased crime rates, and decreased the safety and sobriety of our children. Another complaint is that jobs are scarce in Humboldt, and those that do exist do not pay well. But hold on, because if you're considering an exodus, I've given these comments some thought and come up with a counterpoint, in fact, 10 of them. I'll call them 10 good reasons to stay in Humboldt. Reason number one, drug traffic is everywhere. You can run, but you can't hide. The nastiest infestation of drug addicts I ever saw was in Zurich, Switzerland. Yes, squeaky clean, wealthy Zurich was crawling with heroin addicts when I lived there in the 90s. And today, almost everywhere I go, folks say, oh, we've got lots of drugs here too, including methamphetamines. Number two, Humboldt is a community. Even a flawed community is better than a faceless, nameless society. The latter describes life in most suburbs today. Bedroom societies where people drive on gridlock freeways to work harder than they should to pay for insanely expensive houses where they seldom know their neighbors. Number three, people in Humboldt may sometimes look or act weird, but the lack of uniformity allows a certain amount of freedom because the pressure to conform to a norm is less restrictive here than most places. For example, I drive a very beat-up old Toyota pickup where I go out to the Samoa Peninsula to surf. Hey, I can drive it right through Arcata or Eureka, and no one bats an eye. Number four, Humboldt County is beautiful. After driving through the arid landscape of Southern California a few weeks ago, I was elated to come back to forests, meadows, rivers, and lakes. Number five, there are a number of people here who are working to help the poor, mentor lost kids, and offer those who stand on the lower rungs a chance to climb the ladder. The support that has rallied behind people like Betty Chin and her new center, Liz Smith at the Boys and Girls Club, I find heartening. Number six, our air is clean and water plentiful. Number seven, our artistic community includes a number of people who see the beauty and paint, write, or sing it out. Number eight, Humboldt has two good colleges pushing back the frontiers of ignorance. Number nine, we have a diverse religious community who cooperate, communicate, and are actively involved in improving our larger community. And number 10, we're a community of gritty survivors who have endured tough times before. We'll get through these times, too. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.